It was Christmas morning at the vicarage, and it was dark, and the children were still asleep, but all was not well. And it wasn't because the vicar was preparing his next sermon. It was because there was a Christmas cracker who was very, very unhappy. Thank you. The Christmas tree looked fantastic. It was bright and shiny with all the lights flickering. And the angel on the top of the tree was doing her very best to keep everybody happy. But at the bottom of the tree was a Christmas cracker, and the Christmas cracker was crying quietly. Aww. It was so sad. Well, the angel thought, I've got to do something about this. And so she came down the tree to offer pastoral support to the Christmas cracker. And she empathized with the cracker. And she said, why are you so sad, Christmas cracker? You look so pretty with your colors and all that you have inside you. But the Christmas cracker said, I am so, so, so unhappy because at lunchtime I'm going to be torn apart and I'm going to be thrown away and they're going to forget about me. The Christmas cracker was so, so, so very sad. But the angel said, but don't you know why you're here? Don't you know why you were created? And the Christmas cracker said, no, I don't. And so the angel explained to the Christmas cracker why he'd been created. This cracker is a he, by the way. And so the angel said, what's the first thing that happens to you when the children grab hold of you? And the cracker said, they tear me apart. But she said, no, that's intended to be a surprise. The bang is a surprise to remind everyone of the surprise the angels brought to the shepherds with the good news of Jesus. And so the Christmas cracker just began to think more about how special he was. The angels came to the shepherds with good news about the birth of the Savior. And so the bang of the Christmas cracker is to remind us of the angels' message. But what do you find in a Christmas cracker when you open it? What do you find?
A present.
A present. Well, the first thing that you find, that we're going to come to the present, is a hat. And the angel said, the hat is a crown to remind everybody of the three kings who came to bring their gifts to the baby Jesus and worship him. So when everyone puts their crown on their heads, it's to remind them of the three kings who brought their precious gifts to the baby Jesus. Well, cracker was beginning to feel a little bit more special. What else do you find in a Christmas cracker?
Hats.
And? The present. And what's the present symbolize? What does it remind us of? Said the angel. It reminds us of the gift of the baby Jesus. God's gift to us to bring us back into a right relationship with our Heavenly Father. The gift inside reminds us of God's gift to us in the precious Lord Jesus. Well, the cracker was beginning to feel even more special by now. But the angel said, then there's something even more special about you. There's something else inside you. And what's that? What else do you get in a Christmas cracker? That's right, there's a little message, isn't there? Some of them are not very funny, but some of them are. But the little message inside is to remind us of the message of the shepherds. The message which they took to everyone who would listen to them when they met Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus. They took the good news of Jesus and his birth to everyone who would listen. They woke up the whole town of Bethlehem with that message. And so every part of the Christmas cracker, the surprise as we tear the Christmas cracker apart, reminds us of the surprise the angels brought. The crown reminds us of the three kings who brought their gifts to worship Jesus. The gift reminds us of the most important gift we can receive at Christmas, the Lord Jesus Christ. And the message reminds us of the message the shepherds took to the people of Bethlehem, that the Savior had been born. Well, now the Christmas cracker was really, really, really looking forward to his lunch, because he was no longer a sad Christmas cracker. He was a happy Christmas cracker. He was looking forward because he was going to share the good news of Christmas with everyone who would participate. And so when you have your lunch today and you break open your Christmas cracker, you can explain to anyone who was not here this morning what the various parts of the Christmas cracker mean. And if you'd like to take a little booklet, which you'll find on the table at the back, The Real Christmas, there's a special copy for you today. And if you'd like to know more about the Christian faith, then we invite you to take one of our magazines. The January edition is available, it's on the table, and it has details of our Christianity Explored course, which begins on Thursday, the 17th of January. And you are very welcome to join us and find out more about the Christmas message in Christianity Explored. Thank you. May you have a happy Christmas today.
Sun, we just begun.